This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
So now it's my great honor to sign the 2018 Farm Bill. Very, very special, important piece of legislation. Thank you, Mitch. Very good. Great job. Thank you. Thank you all.
Well, we've been anticipating the signing of the Farm Bill, and although I'm not a big fan of the pork and subsidies, I am personally grateful for the industrialized hemp aspect and the CBD access aspect of this, Jonathan. As you know, my investment in health, freedom, and healing liberty, and genuinely helping people to get well, not intoxicating them with poisons approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
Well, this puts the Department of Agriculture at odds with the Food and Drug Administration and makes it rather difficult for the FDA to enforce federal law in this area, because it would run at cross purposes with the Farm Bill. Development of that as an industrial product makes it, you know, a national priority under the Farm Bill. So how is the FDA going to deal with that? Well, I think it depends a lot on the White House now, because the White House has to determine the direction. We'll need to make clear the marching orders for Alex Azar and for the FDA commissioner. So we'll see.
Well, do you think that this, I mean, what goes on the inside of the FDA, if you have an inkling of knowledge there, like a Scott Gottlieb, who, you know, is a pharma guy, right, coming in under the Trump administration? Are they like going, darn it, man, we're going to have a, you know, or are they thinking,
no.
Oh, well, we've got to deal with this now. What are we going to do?
Really, there's no change at all at the staff and enforcement level on this question until the commissioner weighs in against it. The problem is going to be, he's not a cabinet secretary, but the problem is going to be whether the secretary of HHS perceives a potential conflict with the secretary of agriculture and the Department of Agriculture that would make them a thorn in the side of the president. That is the HHS, FDA, a thorn in the side of the president on this issue. I don't know what the president's opinion is on this issue. But that will come to a fore at some point, if it has not already, and that's going to color what Azar does. Azar is not going to want to be at odds with the president. I'm sure of that. The Farm Bill promotes industrial hemp production in the United States as an agricultural commodity. That and its various uses are now going to be the subject of an affirmative movement by the USDA. Will USDA push FDA out of the way, or will USDA withhold action over that aspect of the hemp market. Because you see, obviously there are many uses for industrial hemp other than CBD. CBD is a quote-unquote drug use as far as the FDA is concerned. It's perfectly possible for the law not to change one whit as far as FDA enforcement goes if there's a tete-a-tete between the Secretary of Agriculture and Alex Azar and or Scott Gottlieb on you know, defining this out of the ambit of the bill, basically understanding the bill doesn't reach it. This is a drug use. It's an exception. And they could just continue on enforcing with wild abandon. The real question is, where does the president stand on this? Where does the White House stand on this? Does the president want FDA to be active on this? We don't know.
Well, you know, the enthusiasm he met the folks and Sonny Perdue on the farm bill would indicate, I mean, he's not, he knows what's in it for the most part. I can't imagine he was like, oh, I was blindsided by the hemp on this. I don't feel and sense that that's going to be the case. And I think the FDA is going, if it's considered a struggle for them to figure it out. But what we've talked about in the past few weeks is that it's going to be an untenable position if they think they can, if they want to attempt to enforce CBD. The people in the states are really pushing back long before this has happened.
There's the federalism problem. You've got California and several other states that have directly or indirectly legalized CBD in their states. And then you have the problem of the cat being out of the bag. It's a situation where there are so many producers, so many distributors, I should say, all around the United States, and FDA has been slow to do anything other than warning letters. But as far as actual enforcement, they've been slow to send out the troops. So, you know, where are they going to draw the line? And I think they're going to have a bit of a revolution on their hands if they wholesale try to wipe it out in every state, particularly in states where it is legal. You'll have a direct conflict between the states and the feds on that. It's not unlike the sanctuary city situation. Notice in the sanctuary city situation, the feds never actually cracked down on local officials. They could have prosecuted them, arrested them, prosecuted them. They could have gone in and basically federalized with the National Guard, the police force, and arrest the people who are they're protecting from the reach of the feds. But instead, the feds have been provocative but not confrontational in the end with the states.
I think they're putting their proverbial finger to the wind and saying, I don't think it's a very tenable position right now. It's the rise of federalism, the return of federalism, the concept that the states have authority in places where the feds do not. Now, there's always argument and push and pull as to where that is, where that exists at the federal level or not. But on this particular issue, Jonathan, again, you have been arguing for health freedom for so many years there in D.C., beating back the oligarchy. I have to feel this is a good sense that the FDA is saying, you know, we might have some limitations on our behavior where before we didn't.
Well, I just don't know. I do think that before they engage in any major crackdown, they're going to have to get a direction from the White House, because if they do that, they necessarily are going to diminish the market for industrial hemp, and that may affect the judgment, because the real motivating factor behind that aspect of the farm bill was to encourage a renaissance in the farming community through the production, distribution, sale of industrial hemp.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, major supporters of that bill, like the Senator McConnell, are not likely to embrace the idea that they ought to have one agency pushing industrial hemp and another agency cutting into the market for it. So we'll see.
And there's no question that the economic flow, as far as the growth of this within an industry where it was tenuous to exist even, right, in terms of legality. So there was a limitation. But despite that limitation, I've seen this product grow into the natural products retail chain faster than anything in the years I've been watching this. Now, with the Farm Bill signing, we're already hearing of announcements of major investment foreign investment in, like from Canada into the United States, where Canada has been growing industrial hemp for years while we were wallowing with our farmers trying to figure out what to do with this thing. So I think the economic boon or benefit to the farmers and businesses here in the United States is was clearly the intent, and I think that's what's going to manifest more solidly now.
Yeah, it's hard to say where the FDA is going to come down, but it is true that if the FDA doesn't act pretty quickly, it's not going to be able to get away with limited enforcement action that sends has an interim effect that delays or stalls or causes others to get out of the market, because it's so diffuse. There's so much of this product into the market already in so many different forms. It would be very, very hard to put the cat in the bag, and I really don't think that it's possible without a clear political direction from the White House to enforce against this market, and I don't believe that that is likely to happen. I don't know what the president's opinion is on this, but I would just suspect that given the amount of time that has lapsed since CBD has entered the marketplace and has been now a major product distributed around the country, I just have not seen the kind of aggressive enforcement. And now with the Farm Bill passed, there's more momentum, so who knows? But FDA is late to the game. If FDA was, you know, going to go and have a showdown,
they needed to do it a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Jonathan, in the courts, because you've tackled the FDA directly and a lot of the agencies directly in the courts, does something like this outwardly, when they see the limited or maybe the reduction in their power or perceived power because of federalism, does that impact the judiciary when you're in there arguing before courts or three-judge panels?
Well, in a situation like this where there is a federal preemption over the field of drugs, and the definition of drug is based on its intended use, to cure, prevent, mitigate, treat disease, and you have a communications coming out of the CBD community that this is a therapy, treatment for disease conditions. Courts are quick to recognize the supremacy of federal law and to enforce the federal position. They don't usually recognize a federalism issue. However, in those states that have passed laws that legalize CBD, there is an unquestionable question of federalism that is ripe for judicial review that the courts would have to address, say, for example, if there was enforcement in California by FDA.
Interesting. Listen, I want to talk more about this, but I also want to get your perspective on the proposed withdrawal or the claimed withdrawal from Syria. We just heard General Mattis submitted a letter of resignation as well. So we're going to talk about that as we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty discussion with Jonathan E. Moore. More after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show doesn't limit itself to just health, freedom, and healing liberty, but liberty all over this great planet. For all those people on it. Now, we don't try to enforce our way. That's not our perspective. If you want to live differently and you live in a different country, that's fine as long as you don't threaten us or violate our freedom and sovereignty. Of course, we have people in America that don't want American sovereignty. They're against any defense of our borders, but we'll get to that in a little while with Jonathan. First and foremost, Syria, the issue in Syria. Now, I'm not an expert in Middle East relations necessarily. I obviously followed it our whole life, but to the extent that President Trump says we're pulling out of Syria, of course I hear echoes of Ron Paul saying we can't be the policemen everywhere. Trump feels that we have achieved our objective there, apparently, from what I hear, but General Mattis just submitted his letter of resignation, probably disagrees. Again, there's a delicate balance in terms of protecting American interests and being the global policeman. How do you weigh it out in the Syria case, Jonathan?
There are approximately 20,000, perceived to be 20,000 ISIS fighters in Syria, some of whom are effectively protected by Russia. Russia is present in Syria and is a backbone for Assad's regime there, which is a totalitarian regime. They butt heads with ISIS every now and again, but really not in a serious way because they find it to their advantage, because the ISIS 20,000 or so that are there occasionally attack American forces, both there and in Afghanistan. The 2,500 American soldiers there did serve a very important purpose, one, to convey to Russia that this is not going to be your opportunity to have an unobstructed degree of control over this and to allow safe haven for people who are, we regard as terrorists who attack American forces. And I think from the bigger perspective, you've got General Mattis, who is in the vein of George Patton, who is a powerful patriot and defender of America's interests, and is a person who is much like Trump, an America First proponent, in that he believes that we must work with our allies to protect America's interests around the world and safeguard us against totalitarian regimes that are intent on our destruction or undermining the American economy or finding ways to interfere with the ability of America to function in the world and in markets. And it's a terrible loss to have General Mattis leave, because he is one of the most important figures in the Trump administration in the war against ISIS, and he is single-handedly responsible for largely destroying ISIS around the world. It's also the case that ISIS will probably regroup in Syria. Now, there may be some method to President Trump's madness, and people ought not assume it to be madness, because actually you could do this. You could announce an intent to withdraw. You could actually not effectuate the withdrawal on any timetable, and he's indicated no specific timetable.
Mm-hmm.
And you could draw out terrorists, in effect,
sure,
because they would perceive Syria to be a new safe haven away from America.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch movements of terrorists, and you can annihilate them in the process.
Sure, there could be strategy here. And Jonathan, regarding Russia and Putin, as far as their history with ISIS, it hasn't been an allied scenario. I think ISIS has caused problems for them and even Muslim terrorism. So there is some semblance of a common goal, perhaps, in the wiping out of ISIS.
But nothing like what has happened to American forces. And, you know, it's nothing like the efforts that have been undertaken by ISIS to go against the West. Russia has been pretty fierce in its response to isolated instances, and that has paid big dividends for them, and they do not suffer constant terrorist activity except from, you know, by ethnic minorities that have historically done it, like the Georgians, Georgian separatists that have attacked Russia inside the former Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
But the big deal here is we have to keep the pressure on. I don't think that Trump has any intent of not doing that. I think Mattis is probably more concerned about Trump's relationship with China and with Russia, simply because I think he is more intent on counteracting Russian and Chinese influence, and wants more of an aggressive approach than President Trump does in dealing with those two enemies of the United States.
Right. All right. Well, great insights, Jonathan. I appreciate that. We're going to talk also about nationalism regarding sovereignty, national sovereignty, American sovereignty in particular, the border, the defense of the border wall. What's the role of, Trump, the opposition to Trump, as well as private citizens trying to raise money on their own to do it?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
President Trump not mincing any words there regarding border funding. Now, House Republicans are working on an amendment to a short-term spending bill that would add $5 billion for a border wall. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
We're going to move today to add language to the bill that the Senate sent over on government funding to add $5 billion to the wall, as well as the disaster relief funding that's been agreed upon.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is stepping down at the end of February. President Trump made the announcement via Twitter. He called Mattis a great help to the Trump administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's remind you here that if you ever miss a show or a segment of a show, it's archived right here at our home and broadcast radio syndication first, GCN, GCNlive.com. And all the Sacred Fire of Liberties are there as well as it. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, our British friends love Liberty over there, listen to this show. And, of course, we stream through YouTube as well, while we can simulcast, and some of these segments end up at Brighteon, our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and his video program, if you will. Now, I want to make a quick shout-out to Jeffrey Smith about his new movie, Secret Ingredients, at secretingredientsmovie.com. Jonathan, I don't know if you got to see this when we were together at the Trinity Conference, formerly Health Freedom Expo. I know you know Jeffrey. You've met him over the years.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't seen it.
The film is, you know, all these years I've been promoting the idea that, you know, if we could eat clean food like our ancestors did, they didn't even used to have to call it organic. It was just food, you know. And so he did this film, followed a number of families with, you know, children who were ill, some autistic, parents who had illnesses, chronic illnesses, grandparents who had chronic illnesses. And physicians followed these families who were just prescribed no drugs but a change in diet, eating organic, non-GMO food. And you watch the transition of the health from the kids to the grandkids, including two of the children losing the autism label just by changing the quality of food coming into them. And it's a message that goes back to the Bible in talking about eating clean foods. It's like this concept is lost for so many years, and this film does a great job of showing people in a way, even if they had some level of resistance, suddenly they're like, well, you know, I think we ought to eat a little bit more organic and non-GMO. So that's a good sign. That will help people to think more clearly as well in an insane electorate right now. A lot of folks are not aware of these things.
Well, there is this rather unsophisticated prejudice against the notion that you are what you eat. And indeed, you are what you eat. And those of us who try to eat well and avoid foods that are contaminated with GMOs, et cetera, highly processed and so on, watch our children grow and distinguish themselves based on their muscle mass, their pallor is better, their alertness, their resistance to disease, their strength, their stamina, their attention. All of these things seem to be affected significantly by the quality of life as expressed through the quality of foods that we give our children. And I remember my kids in preschool and the other parents saying, well, gee, because they look like Amazons compared to the other scrawny, gray, well-nigh dead.
Stiffly and snotty, chronically ill children. Yeah.
Sick, coughing, wheezing, have various allergies, et cetera, you know, don't eat a peanut and so on. And my kids are just, you know, like robust little monsters in there, and they're very handsome, beautiful faces, cheeks with color in them, and their eyes are bright, and their bodies have muscles, and they have strong bones. And I'm telling you, looking at 30 kids in that preschool, my kids stood out like a sore thumb because they looked like they were super strong compared to the others, and they were. The other kids were weak, and they have to take their drugs. They have to have their, you know, all these things all the time. And they're eating terribly. You watch what they consume. There's no question but that the fact that my wife, from the time they were born, gave them a broad spectrum of nutrients in their food as well as, you know, dietary supplements.
Right.
To ensure that they had optimal nutrition, but that tremendously affected their growth and their and you know what? This is a story I've not told on the radio. Tell real fast if we have time.
Yeah.
My wife was she was going to have twins, so they were looking at the twins, and one of the two twins, the girl, was not growing as fast as they wanted, and they thought, oh no, we're going to have a premature birth because this child is not growing anywhere near. And the obstetrician said that this happens because the umbilical cord going to the girl is giving less of the nutrients than are going to the boy. The boy is basically hogging all the nutrition in the womb, and that's why this girl isn't developing as much as she should. So I said, well, what if my wife dramatically increases her caloric intake, and I give her a whole host of protein, vitamin, et cetera, in shakes, so basically bolster her nutrition and increase her caloric intake dramatically. What will that then give that baby more of a chance? And she said, well, it's unscientific. I don't know if that's going to work, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to try it. So she said, okay, well, she's going to have this amount of calories and double her caloric intake and, give it a shot. So I created these elixirs, both pancakes with nutrients in them, protein powder, and mixes with that in it, and all sorts of nutrients in it. And I was just pouring it down her gullet. She hated it because I made her eat so much of this stuff. And she had to, she was feeling fat because she was eating all this caloric stuff and not with not much movement. Well, they set a date that they were going to make their final determination, schedule her for an early delivery.
Yeah.
And we go in there and they do the MRI or whatever it's the what is it the
ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
Yeah.
They do the ultrasound, and the nurse says, and she's looking at the chart. She says, this is extraordinary. I can't tell you. I'm not authorized to tell you. I'm going to ask the doctor." And we were thinking, "Oh boy, something horrible here."
Yeah.
Then the doctor races in, looks at the stuff, and she said, "I can't believe this." And she said, "I just can't believe this." And we said, "What?" And she said, "The girl is now equal in weight to the boy. I don't know how that happened." And you can have a regular delivery. You don't have to have an early delivery.
Nice.
So my point is, you know, even there in the womb, the critical factor
of food quality,
weight,
nutrient density.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a powerful story, Jonathan. I appreciate you sharing that with everybody because, again, you know, you've invested much of your professional life to defending those companies to say these things, to be able to communicate the honest, truthful, and even supported with science, much less clinical experience such as this. And as we talk about the ailments of those who are not eating well or who are being vaccinated based on a schedule that is soundly unscientific, if I could say it that way, and now people are observing symptom differences, whether it be doctors, nurses, or lay people, moms and dads, that they cannot deny the difference and distinction here. Now, we could take it all the way up to the political lunacy, you know, of a Nancy Pelosi, I believe, who's appears to be somewhat entered into a dementia mode. But many ailments, many of the medicines that are being given to people in Congress, in the judiciary, executive branch, I mean, they have to be affecting the ability to think clearly. And let's look at this in terms of the border. Right? I've talked about the border of the cell. There's a cell integrity. The border, the membrane protecting it, has to be intact. Without that, you don't have a cell. In the same way, under the law of nations, if you don't have a border, you don't have a nation. Why is it the same Democrats that used to be all for the border and border protection? Because we've had quotes from Pelosi, from Schumer, from even Obama saying, yep, we got to protect the border. Even the Clintons now completely denying they've ever said that as if it didn't happen. And now they want to fight tooth and nail at every moment that Trump says, you know what, we need to look at these borders and see what we can do to protect ourselves a little bit better.
Well, this is really an asinine position that you ought not have border security as defined by a wall that is effective in diminishing the speed with which individuals get into this country. They've got to mount this structure. They have to burrow under it. They're going to be visible to our security, and we're going to be able to block them much better if there's something to retard their progress in getting into this country. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to appreciate that realization. Mm-hmm. And yet there's this undercurrent of political support for those who come across in the Democratic Party because they perceive them to be their ultimate constituency. They're going to be that way. And you understand that better when you appreciate that upwards of 70% of those who come across the border are on welfare. So the welfare constituency, the big government's, you know, constituency is very much in a Democratic support mode. So that's why they want these people who are likely to be their constituents come into this country. And they're willing to suffer the loss of human life from all the crime, from murder, et cetera, because they have inadequate border protection, because it means a political plus for them. They're willing to allow that to happen. That's reprehensible. It's outrageous, but it is the Democratic position. And I think Trump has done the right thing now. He's insisting on $5 billion to build that wall, and the Republicans in the House have put that back into the bill. It may not pass, but he should just stand on that and insist on it and fight for it and take it to the American people and go over their heads and beat them over the head with it 1,000 times over, because that is a winning issue. Most people in the United States are threatened by an insecure border, as they should be, and realize, and it's inevitable, sadly, that some heinous act is going to follow from the Democrats' unwillingness to protect the American nation from its enemies who can come through a porous border. There is going to be a horrible incident or event that will flow directly from the failure to protect America's borders. It's inevitable. The enemies of the United States are real, and they're across the world, and they're aiming to harm us, and they can come through our borders as they're presently constituted because there is inadequate protection of the security of this nation. And who's going to be the one to have egg on the face? Who's going to be the one to stand there and have to take the flak when a nation is furious that someone has come in and committed a terrorist attack who came through the border solely because we didn't take the steps necessary to make our nation safe?
It's interesting, Jonathan. There's a private funded campaign, a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the border wall. They're going, I'm not waiting for them to pass this thing. And in like 1 or 2 days, in 3 days, they've raised over $7 million. I know that's not $5 billion. I don't know the basis for what they can do with this. Can they interact with the government in this way, or can they build it themselves, or can we call on the Army Corps of Engineers to deliver it under budget and way ahead of schedule?
Well, something like that has to be done because they're abdicating their fundamental duty to protect the United States.
Well, we'll talk about these fundamental freedoms that should be defended, not attacked. Not diminished in importance here as we do this each and every week with Jonathan E. Moore, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes, including to emoore.com. Learn more about him and get some of his amazing books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking with Jonathan Emord on the break about what happened in Argentina just over the weekend. We broke it here on the Sunday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mandates for vaccination. We've heard about them, right? You can't opt out. But in this case, tying it to state government-issued IDs, driver's licenses, and passports. And, you know, I've been a little bit... I haven't been as direct in discussing this overtly, but again, my beliefs about numbering children like cattle, or adults for that matter, in order for them to be free to move about the American cabin, much less to move in and out of borders, right? Dealing with a violation of religious beliefs here. What is the need for numbering my daughter in order to have a passport renewed, which she's already had? Twice renewed. And this relates to Obamacare, as you so aptly pointed out, too, in America, where they twisted and turned. Judge Roberts on the Supreme Court level said, yes, it's constitutional because the penalty is a tax. The tax was eliminated. Now, district court said it's unconstitutional because it's freed from the only thing they had hung their hat on for entire Obamacare. But the mandatory participation in the third leading cause of death, modern medicine, covered by government insurance schemes. It's a fundamental violation of individual sovereignty, right? And I say religious freedom because I have, you know, opposition to, for instance, vaccines on many fronts, on many levels, Jonathan, including some religious belief systems related to that. But again, we're dealing with an American people that are not, I think, aware and awake enough, partly due to the food and the intoxication, that don't see that Real ID 2020 is setting us up for a similar mandate. If they can control us already biometrically, tie it to medical records, as well as numbering the American people like cattle in order to be able to travel.
Well, you know, it is this way. When you compel people to do something that the state thinks is in their own best interests, not allowing the individual to make that sovereign decision, you have necessarily deprived them of their freedom and rendered them a serf to the state. That it's not the case that totalitarian regimes tell the people, we're going to enslave you and mistreat you and make you have a horrible existence so that we can become fat and free ourselves, we rule. No, they don't tell you that. That may be the logical consequence of what they do. What they do from the time of Nazi Germany forward is tell you the same thing. This is for your own good. This is going to improve your health. This is going to improve your life. Now, that argument, when it is a slippery slope situation. So if you allow people to force people to be vaccinated against their will, what you necessarily do, because it's for their own good, supposedly, is give them an argument. If you accept that argument, then there's absolutely nothing that can stop the state from compelling you to eat certain foods, compelling you to live in certain quarters, compelling you to perform certain jobs, because it's all for the benefit of the people as the state perceives it, or for their health, or for the environment, or whatever other goal the government wishes to place. But what does it mean? It means you are a slave. It means you don't have freedom of choice. It means you have lost control over your body. You have lost the ability to transform your property into something of economic value and use. You have lost the opportunity to choose what you want to do and buy, and how you want to live, and where you want to work, and what you want to do. So communism, which this is a form of, invariably saps away all of our freedom, all based on what is said to be in the public interest. It's said to be beneficial. It's beneficial that the government own the airwaves, they say, because there has to be an ability to allocate spectrum, and there can only be one party that can do that. Nonsense. You can have a free market in spectrum. You can have private ownership in spectrum. You don't have to have public airwaves. Total nonsense. It was rot from the beginning in the 1920s. And it was achieved only through hysteria and generated by the government's abdication of a volitional system of protection against interference. They created chaos and then induced people to favor the government. They did.
Jonathan.
And then, this is all part and parcel of the same thing.
And it greatly concerns me, and I'm just grateful that we get together once a week, if not more, when we can, to describe liberty in ways that most of our fellow Americans have lost it because they haven't been, a foundational education system that is invested in individual liberty and constitutional governance, the Republican form of government. And we'll do our level best to keep communicating it together, Jonathan. You know it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, love to Cheryl and the kids. That was so great that you shared that story about the wonderful nutritional recovery in the womb before they arrived. Amazing. Folks, we got to talk about a lot of big health issues next hour, including dementia, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? And thank you, Jonathan, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.